Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you almighty Jesus. Mane ti are na na we ti ala na boshia na na boshia. Mane na na boshia re na 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 we na na we ti ala. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. Radoshia Reboshia, for you.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, over us, and we thank you for the most wonderful gift of salvation. Lord Jesus, you promised us another gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to baptize and fill us then and with your Holy Spirit, just as you filled your disciples on the day of the Pentecost. Christ Jesus, we want to be a disciple of yours. Fill us with the Holy Spirit, just as your disciples, where we will try to do what you tell us. We forgive all those who have ever caused us pain, harm, rejection, or shame. And we ask you to forgive them. We also ask you to forgive us for holding a judgment against them. Christ Jesus, breathe on us, your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. We lift up our souls, lift up our hands to worship and praise you as a spirit. We give thanks, praise, and glory to you forever with all our hearts. Jesus Christ, we thank you. You may grant us out of the rich treasury of your glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power of our inner man by the Holy Spirit. You, Jesus Christ, put our faith and may dwell in our hearts, that we may be rooted deep in your love and found securely on love.
Thank you, Lord.
That we may have the power and be strong, apprehend, and grasp with all this thing what is breadth and length and height and depth of you, of your love. Ephesians 3:16-18. We pray in Jesus Christ's holy name for thanksgiving. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have baptized us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, that we are filled with your Holy Spirit and begin to speak with other tongues and Spirit gives us utterance. Thank you, Lord, that you pour out your love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom you gave, whom you've given us, Romans 5:5. Thank you, Lord, for now our hearts bear witness of giving of the Holy Spirit, Acts 15:8. Thank you, Lord, for anointing us with the Holy Spirit and with power, and we will go about doing good, helping all who are oppressed by the devil. You are with us, Acts 10:38. Thank you, Jesus, that we will do greater works than you, John 14:12. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit, a fresh pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Even those that already have the Holy Spirit, we always need a fresh point of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, that was good. Now we're reading from Genesis chapter 6 from the 14th verse to 22nd. Amen. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Jesus talking to Noah. Whom shall thou make it the ark and shall pitch and within and without with pitch? Construction. And this is the fashion which thou shall make it of. The length of the ark should be 300 cubits and breadth of it 50 cubits. And the height of it 30 cubits. A window shall thou make to the ark, and at the cubit shall thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shall thou set in the side thereof. With the lower, second, and third stories shall thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy son, and thy wife, and thy son's wife, and thee, and of every living thing of all flesh, thou of every sort, should I bring into the ark to keep them alive. But see, they shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth, after his kind, two or every sort should come unto thee to keep thee alive. And take thou unto thee all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so he did. And the Lord said to Noah, come thou and all thy house and to the earth. Thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Now this word was so good, and I was eating it up. I ran into chapter 7. But that reading was from Genesis 6:14-22. We are reading the Bible from chapter to chapter, scripture to scripture, little by little, and spending time with God every morning, 7 days a week. Thank you, because there is power in numbers. And we thank you. We thank you for listening, interceding, because there is numbers and power. Thank you. Have a very blessed and productive day.
Oh, God.
We should continue worshiping.
You are mighty, Jesus. Mane, tiare, nanawe, tiare, la boshia, la boshia. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you.